Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Our introduction scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. And I want to read it in the Amplified Version. And you might say, why do you want to read it in the Amplified Version? Because it's louder. Yeah. Okay. For we are his workmanship. Whose workmanship are you? Another version says we are his handiwork. We've been knitted and put together by the mighty hand of God. His own masterwork. It's a work of art. Look at that person beside you. They are a work of art. By a master artist. Created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand. Taking paths which he has set. So he says he has prepared things for us, taking paths which he set, so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. So he has gone before each one of us. What are we to do? We've got to find these kind of visible, invisible footsteps and go in the direction of looking unto Jesus so that we can identify these pre-prepared paths and all the good things that God has in store for us. And you might say, oh boy, that's a bit unfair. How do I find them? Just keep following after Jesus. And today I want to speak about stand firm, take up your cross. If you could just write that in your notes, if you're taking notes, it's take up your cross. When I was growing up, because I've been brought up in a Christian environment, in church, but in every kind of organization, even in your family, you have things that kind of only you understand. Like in church, there's church ease. Kind of, yeah, only the churches understand it. So when I was growing up, there was terminology like this. Now, if I was going through something that wasn't working out the way that I should, and I was, you know, planning something and it's not happening, and then I begin to get an attitude about it and I begin to speak about it, and what used to get reflected back to me was something like this. John, you need to die to yourself. That's all you need to hear. And when you hear that, you just say, I need to die. I feel you should die right at this moment. Or they'd say something like, everyone has to bear their own cross. So you need to die to yourself, or you need to bear your own cross. And as you look at those words, actually they're Bible words. Actually they're words that Jesus penned himself. Now pause it there and let's go back to Daniel. Facing the lion's den, he wasn't doing anything that wrong. He was just praying to his almighty God. And then it says, hey, you're going to get put in the lion's den because of your faith. I wonder what Daniel thought. Hey, what's going on here? All I'm doing is living my life, worshiping God, making a positive influence upon my world for the glory of God, and here we go. I'm going to get put in the lion's den. I wonder what was really rushing through the depths of his mind. I wonder what was going through the mind of through Hebrew boys when they just would refuse to bow the knee to a golden image. we haven't really done anything that wrong. What's going on? How come we're going through this? How come we're going to be treated like this? And they probably had the process app, but when they faced Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, I can throw you into the fiery furnace. And they said, hey, our God, he is able to deliver us. And even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down because we live by a different code. We live by a different spirit. So they had this conviction of their belief that was based on a love for God, a love for his word, and God's influence upon the earth. They want to stand strong in those convictions. So if you brought that situation of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over into the New Testament, basically what they would be saying is they're taking up their cross, which was to honor and follow after the Lord. They were not going to bow down to lower things that could not help them or save them or better their life. Thus they honored God. And it's amazing because they put God first. Are you hearing me, church? Sometimes we can think we can take shortcuts, not honoring God, lacking integrity and lacking faithfulness and all those kind of things. But they put God first and God promoted them. Each one of them did quite well because they were willing to stand, put their life on the line, that they could see God's glory established. Okay, so what does Jesus say about taking up your cross? What did Jesus have to say about taking up your cross? So Matthew 16 and verse 24 reads like this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, now hear this, if anyone desires. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Aren't you glad you come to church today? If you're going to preach messages like this, John, I'm not coming next week. I just want you to make me happy. Me too. But there's four important statements that I think are worthy to look at. I live life just the same as you. I'm on this journey just the same as you. I have not got it all together, just the same as you. We're on this journey together to discover what is the good and the best and the perfect will of God within our life. So four important statements. Number one is desire. If any man or woman, or if anyone, it says, desires to come after me, desire. A strong feeling. Desire. Proverbs, it talks about desire is the tree of life. He says he'll give you the desires of your heart. But who knows that you can have wrong desires, but they'll still take you in the direction of those desires. If you desire to do evil, you'll go in that direction. We've got to choose what desires we're going to allow to rest within our lives. I get whims and fancies that come through my life, but I'm going to choose what my desires are because whatever takes root within my heart, my life will go in that direction. I'm drawn in the direction of my desire. So Jesus says, if you have a desire for me, if you want to follow after me, you'll get driven in the direction of your desire. Ever been so thirsty that, man, I've just got to have water to drink? I remember once I was out riding bikes, motorbikes, and we got lost. And then we got so lost. You know, we went out about 6 at night, and this was at 10:30 at night. We did not have a clue where we were. But when we turned the lights on, we're in the backyard. But you know, no, not really. We're out in the wilderness somewhere. And I remember I got so dehydrated that I've had enough of this, so I just stopped the bike and just fell off it. I can see myself still laying in the middle of the road, so dry. And I was just praying, God, let an angel come and spit in my mouth. Anything will do. So desire, you kind of understand it can be a strong passion within our life. It's a wanting, it's a wishing, it's a deliberate choice that we do cheerfully. So here Jesus is saying, hey, if you desire to come after me, you really got to want me. Are you hearing me? You really got to want him. And you might say, how do I follow something that's invisible? Well, the Word of God says, you know, blessed are those who have not seen yet believed. I believe in the presence of God, the presence of God here. I've seen God work in my life, over my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. If you hear the stories of others and the testimonies of others and you read about God for yourself, you will start to get a desire that you will follow after him. And the more you desire him, the stronger the desire becomes. Don't sit back and just say, I'm okay now. I've accepted the Lord. I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. I'll just take it in. There's so much more, so much more. If you sit like that, you'll become bored. There's new discoveries. You've got to keep the story new. You've got to keep the experience new. You've got to keep it fresh within your life. And I believe the way you keep it fresh, you share it with others. Because every time you share it, it becomes new within your life. And the gospel is always the good news. It's a new use. And I just want to encourage you, let's keep the gospel alive within our life, the good news. Don't become an old, stale Christian. Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I've done it. I've got the T-shirt. You know, hey, keep it new. You want me to pick up a cross. You want me to follow you and you want me to pick up a cross. What does that mean? Well, I want to tell you what it does not mean. It doesn't mean you make your own crosses. You go and create your own problems. Problems will come without you going and creating them. Sometimes we inadvertently do create our own problems. Who understands that? But if we have a right spirit and the right attitude, God even works them out for good within our life. Wow, how is that? But I believe that we take them up when they come our way. I'm going to take up a cross. Help me, my friend. Take up your cross, he says. Well, if it doesn't mean this, what does it mean? I want to take up an icy pole stick. Take up your cross? Jesus, you mean that you want me to take up my cross? Really, what do you mean? Well, if you become a follower of Jesus and you're following after God, it could mean that maybe your friends think you're a bit strange because you don't dance to the same beat of the drum or you don't do what they do. There's something different about you. Maybe that could mean that you're taking up your cross because you live to honor God. It doesn't mean that you become judgmental of others. You still love people, but you've got your stand. You've got your convictions. There's got to be a reason why Jesus says, take up your cross. It may be a habit that you've been trying to break or an addiction. And you just kind of think, man, it keeps on beating me. And Jesus would say, come on. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. Or it could be your life may be at risk. Or maybe you just keep on enduring storms. There's one storm that comes and it goes and then it comes and it goes and it just seems like there's no end to the storm. Now, I'm not saying being a Christian, these things are going to happen, but there's a possibility things could happen because who knows? And what Jesus is saying, hey, just take up your cross. And follow me. Pick up your cross. And you might say, well, John, why do I need to take up my cross? Why can't I just leave it there? Why can't I just walk away from my cross? The problem is, it talks about in the Bible that the cross can be a stumbling block. It can be a rock of offense. And if we don't pick up our cross and position it right, we'll begin to fall over it. We'll stumble over it and we'd kind of, what's going on here? And Jesus says, hey, if you really want to find life, you've got to bend down, pick up your cross, position it right. Put it in the right place within your life. Learning is this, that I will pick up my cross and I'll have a good attitude. Ah, this slipping cross. Ah, don't you see what I've got to bear? Don't you see what I've got to put up with? Carry it with a good attitude. So we've been looking at, if anyone desires to come after me, desire, you've got to want God. He says, you've got to take up your cross and then you've got to follow me. Let's just pause here for a moment. You see, we don't stand still with our cross. We can desire God. We can go to the next step and we can pick up our cross. And we can show everybody, hey, see my cross? See what I've got to put up with? Look at your cross. I've got a bigger cross. It's true. But he says, just don't take up your cross and stand there. He said, you've got to connect the rest of it. And he says, if you desire to come after me, take up your cross and follow me. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Because as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you're going to be drawn to him. And this cross you're bearing is going to have the grace and the peace of God upon it. Come after me like a sheep with a shepherd. You don't have to carry the big cross. Jesus carried the big cross. He took the big cross of your sin, of your shame, of your sickness, of your ridicule. He took it and he nailed it all to the cross. Now we have fellowship, relationship with God. So we don't carry the heavy end of the cross. We've got the light end of the cross. God's done all the heavy lifting for us, and we just follow through in carrying our cross. He gave us the light end. Luke 9:23. If anyone desires to come after me, it says, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. If we could get that there, that's great. Thank you. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Is that what it reads? No, it doesn't. It says, take up his cross daily. You mean I got to pick this up daily? You mean I got to carry this everywhere? When I go home today, and the lawn's not mowed, dinner's not cooked, washing's not done, yep. Do I have to take it in the bathroom? Yep. Got to take it to work? Oh, yes. This can be your weapon. Have I got to take it out on a date with me? Oh, yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to carry a cross daily. Daily, my cross I bear. We follow it. We carry it. And then he says, take up your cross daily. And then in Luke 9:25, it says this. What does it profit a man if he doesn't take up his cross? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and himself is destroyed or lost? Or in a King James Version reads, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Just listen to this. If you save your life by denying Christ, you'll lose it. There's people living life, but they're not living. Christian, don't let that be your part. If you have desired to come after him, come on, take up your cross and follow him. Don't put off what God's saying to you because you're forfeiting the life that God has got for you. And it says if you save your life by denying Christ, you'll lose it. But whoever is content to lose his life for owning Christ shall find it. That's not the way the world thinks. We think it's all about me. But if you want to find the life that God has for each one of us, you'll find it in losing your life in Jesus Christ and taking up your cross and following him. If you want to come after me, you've got to desire it, take up your cross and follow him. But I've missed something. And it's this. If anyone desires to come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. Deny yourself. I just want to do a disclaimer, and I think I need to say it, because I'm not talking about us having to put up with abusive behavior, abusive relationships, and feel that that is your cross. No, that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about the things that we face every day that is normal, but you know that you've just got to deal with it and put it in the right place in your life. Are you hearing me today? So deny means this. It means refuse to give into. Now, if you want to follow after Christ, you've got to take up your cross and you've got to say, that's enough of that. I'm going to deny myself that. And not is denying is not a killjoy. It's things that you know are not right for you. So I'm not talking about legalism, that 10 things you got to deny yourself on. No, it's individual for each person. That's why it's your cross. You've got to pick up your cross. Don't put your cross on me. Are you hearing me? Don't cross crosses. Somewhere along the line, whatever those things that are standing in your way between you and God, you got to pick it up and you just say, man, yep, it's got to be a no. You know, we say no, no, then one day we say no. I hope we can get to no quicker than one day. Or it means to refuse to quit. God, help me to do what I need to do. And when we look at the big cross, we think of the one who even this week, as we remember that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he saw the cross looming before him and all the hounds of hell were snapping at him and all the demons and all the sin and all the sickness of humanity was coming towards Jesus. And he prayed a prayer and he said, God, is there another way? Let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. Or let this cross go away from me. 3 times he prayed it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he said, not my will, but your will be done. And he went and hung on the cross freely for each one of us so that we no longer have to hang on a big cross. We've just got to pick up our cross and follow him in Jesus' name. Can someone say amen today?
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.